Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To the game. It is a really awesome experience. A picture with DeVonta Smith. And let's talk to that guy. DeVonta Smith, just a week out from the start of the season, and obviously a big week here as people donate to the Eagles Radiothon. DeVonta, how you doing today?
DeVonta!
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good. DeVonta, before we get started, I know on game day that you like to get dressed up. You get dressed to the nines. My question to you is this. What is your go-to dress shoe when you like to get dressed up?
I wouldn't say I have a go-to. It kind of depends on what we have going on for the day. I don't think I necessarily have a go-to.
So you don't have, like, a brand that you like to wear? Because I remember when I was, you know, back in the day, back when I played, we used to wear Mori's all the time, the Mori Big Blocks. So you don't have, like, a certain shoe brand that you like to wear when you like to get dressed up on Sunday?
Not really. Most of the time, my shoes, they're kind of custom sometimes. So I probably just rock some customs probably.
All right, let me ask this, DeVonta, because we always see the fit when you arrive at the stadium. The Eagles will put out the photo. Do you plan those things way in advance, the outfit for the game, or is it like Monday you wake up and you think about the next Sunday, or do you kind of have it planned out for a while? How does that work?
It's kind of both. I have them already planned out, but I don't know necessarily what game I'm going to wear. So I kind of just wake up and be like, okay, today is kind of I'm feeling this.
All right, DeVonta, we're looking forward to next week. I'm sure you guys are too. How are you feeling after training camp? It felt to us, just watching it, and we were out there practice, you know, quite a few times, DeVonta, it was a different kind of training camp this year. How do you and the team feel coming out of training camp? A little bit more practice time on the field. Do you feel like you guys are ready for week one here?
Yeah, I think it went good. I think we're going to be ready. I feel like it was good this year, more game simulated situations and things like that, as far as, you know, drives, time being on the field and things like that. It was more game-like, so I feel like that's that was a good step, and it's helping us get ready for week one.
So DeVonta, my question was this. Do you get antsy, like, when you don't play in preseason games? Or, like, I guess the question would be, do you want to play in these preseason games to get going for the season?
Ultimately, that's not my decision. If they want us to go out there, I'm going to go. If they say no, then no. But I feel like with the work that we got during camp, we'll be ready. Just going out there, getting those 10-play drives and things like that at practice, I think that's setting us up to go in the right direction for the season.
Well, that direction starts next Friday night in Brazil against the Green Bay Packers. DeVonta, have you ever played a game anywhere, you know, outside the country? I'm guessing not. I'm thinking the Eagles played in London, but that was before you were on the team here. What? Just the idea of a trip this long. Have you thought about what it's going to be like? You know, the preparation, how it might change the week for you on a trip that long and going that far away for a game?
I would say the biggest thing is probably the flight. I think once you get over the flight, I think you'll be all right.
You know what, DeVonta, I know last year we had a chance to ask you what were some of your goals going into this season. So this year, I'm asking the same thing. What are some of your goals going into this season? 1,000-yard season, or like what? 12 touchdowns? How many touchdowns are we talking about this year?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Come on, man.
Well, then we'll set them for you. All right, let's go with 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. What do you think of that?
That sounds good.
I like that. Well, we have our fantasy draft tonight, Devontae. So if you do that, I'm going to pick you pretty high. So I'm going to count on those things.
See, that's what I'm trying to get the I'm trying to get the little fantasy football info because, you know, I'm probably going to have the first pick. I feel like I'm going to get the first pick tonight. So I'm thinking about taking you. So I'm trying to get a – you know, I don't know you don't do fantasy football or nothing like that, but I'm just trying to get a feel for what your season's going to look like, man, because I'm about to take you first when I get this draft tonight.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, Devontae,
Well,
he's not giving away all the secrets, but you can tell us about this. Devontae, how does your comfortability feel in the new offense, right? It's been a full training camp with Kellen Moore here, and it seems like from everything we heard, Jalen Hurts had a great training camp throwing to you and throwing to AJ. How do you feel personally, your comfortability in the new offense and what they're asking you to do here?
I feel good about it. You know, just getting in, day out, learning new things, the tendencies of what we're trying to do and things like that. And now it's going to only get easier from here. Game plan is going to shrink. You're not going to be, you know, running as many things as the season come on. So I feel like with the things that they put in during camp, it was kind of a lot, but that's what you expect when you're moving into a new offense. But now it's just only going to get easier.
Devontae, what's your first impression of Saquon Barkley? Hugh here is thinking about his first pick in fantasy. He might be one of the first picks. What's it been like practicing and playing with Saquon, who now joins you guys here and tries to, you know, have maybe his best season ever in the NFL? What's it been like with Saquon, and what kind of player is he?
It's been great. I tell him all the time, you know, it's amazing to watch him. You know, sometimes we're supposed to be out there blocking, but I'm out there watching him. I tell him all the time I want to enjoy the show, so... it's amazing just seeing him out there do the things that he do. And, just the guy he is, the leader that he is, he's a guy that he's going to come in, he's going to demand it from everyone else because he demands it upon himself.
That he does. We're excited to watch him play. Last one for you, Devontae, and we appreciate hopping on EaglesRadiothon.com. You can go bid right now, take a picture with Devontae on the sideline, and two tickets you'll get as well in the 100 level to a 2024 home game here with the Eagles this season. Devontae, college football starting this weekend. Alabama, new coach, Kalen DeBoer. Are they going to be in the playoff? What do we think with your alma mater this year?
Get with it or get rolled over.
I like that. Devontae, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season, and we'll be watching next week in Brazil. Thank you, Devontae.
Have a good one, man.
Thank you.
There he goes, Devontae Smith, EaglesRadiothon.com to hop in there and go bid. You can bid on the Devontae Smith experience, a picture with him on the sideline, and the pair of tickets, 100 level, to the game. He wouldn't give you his numbers there, Hugh.
He never does, man, but, you know, I'm going to ask. Got to ask.
He didn't balk when I said 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns.
He didn't. But most of those guys, they kind of play it close to the vest. And I mean, rightfully so, because we are the media. You know, and, you know, we got a little bit of love-hate situation, relationship going on.
Rat poison.
You had apologized to Castellanos, that maybe he would have
given
you
his numbers. No, I'm not. Dude, I got to stay true to who I am. Okay. And I'm not I don't apologize. It's too late apologize.
It's not too late.
It's too late.
This is where you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
It's not too late. 215-592-9494.
You're getting soft, Joe. Plant-based Joe.
I mean...
Plant-based. But you've kind of been plant-based.
Joe is plant-based. Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
I'm comfortable...
It don't hit the same.
It doesn't hit me. No. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm plant-based, and I'm willing to apologize.
Yeah.
Just because you've just become plant-based and you're uncomfortable in your skin, that's not
my
fault.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not apologizing, though.
Well, maybe by 2 o'clock we'll get you to do it. All right, we'll keep the phone calls going here. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? He has been red hot now for 2 months. The batting average over 300, the slugging percentage over 500, the home run last night, Phillies beat the Astros, and really an impressive victory last night. I opened the show today by apologizing to Nick. I think it'd be good if we all did it, because as a fan base, we were super hard on this guy. And I said he stunk and did nothing well in a baseball field, and he's played really well since then. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? And we have a pair of great prizes today. We have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Tonight is the draft, so you got to be able to make it. 5 p.m. Chickies at Pete's. We'll do a live draft. Hugh's trying to get tips from Devontae Smith for his draft tonight. And a pair of tickets, Eagles watch party September 6th at the Link for the game against the Packers. We need the best Eagles chant we get today. That's going to win those prizes. All right, before we go any further, yesterday, the Eagles set the roster, Hugh Douglas. What'd you think? What was your biggest takeaway? I mean, mine was Bradbury is still here. That was the big name yesterday,
you know,
we focused on.
Yeah, that was the one, man. And it's funny because congratulations to him, because the first thing that I thought about for him, like this roster still probably isn't etched in stone. They still got a little bit of time before you know, they get ready to Brazil. But I was happy for him because he gets that vested season as a football player. Like no matter what happens, he gets a full credit for a year of football. And if everybody knows, well, most people know that as a football player, that's what you want, that accrued season. And he gets one more, so that's good. I'm happy for him on that from that aspect.
Yeah, I'm not shocked he's still here because they're thin at safety. But I, you know, if you asked me a month ago, I would have said probably not. But he does make the team. The other thing that stood out to me, and we'll hear Howie's thoughts on this in a second. Hugh, they're young. So when you look at their roster and you just start adding up all the ages of the players, and then you look at it compared to the rest of the league, they have the sixth youngest roster in the NFL. This is the youngest the Eagles have been in a while. Their average age is 25.6. It is a young football team. And with young teams, you know, different things could happen, right? They could pop and they could be great. Mm-hmm. There also could be some ups and downs. Howie yesterday spoke on this. Howie Roseman spoke after the Eagles finalized their roster at 4 o'clock. Here's Howie on the team being younger than it typically is.
Howie, it's a much younger team than last year. How much of a priority was getting younger, getting faster, younger guys stay healthy, all that part of the equation?
I think I probably look at it more so because of how top heavy we are from a contract perspective. We have a lot of good players making well-deserved money that we have to have the bottom of our roster as much on rookie deals as possible. And we've been fortunate that even though that we've paid these guys, that we have had some picks. And at the same time, they got to prove it. You know, nobody's on scholarship here. So it's well-deserved that those guys have had the opportunity to make this team. And I think it is important as you build your roster to compete for championships that you have a growing young core that you can build with along with the guys that you're paying.
Well, it is. It also is a reality. They're younger here. All right, Hugh, first look at the 53-man roster. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you confident as you look at this thing, and it's going to change, right? We can all be real about this. They're going to probably cut another guy or add another guy. They have the practice squad. But it's the first look at the 53. Are you confident they are a better roster than last year?
I am. And the reason why I say this is that they're better offensively. I think that they've grown offensively. I think that they have better minds that are going to put these players in position to be successful. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. I think back to my first year here in Philadelphia. We had a pretty good dynamic defense. We just didn't have any direction. And when Jim Johnson came, he gave us direction. He put us in position to be successful. That's why I'm really bullish on the coordinators that we have. Last year, we had a bunch of coordinators that were new at what they were doing, and they failed. Let's just call it what it is. Not saying that that's who they are as individuals. They'll grow from these mistakes that they made. Coach Sirianni will grow from the mistakes that he made. But I think that we have a seasoned group now, and it's going to be better. Eerily similar to my first year here. Dana Bible was our offensive coordinator. Don't know. That was his first year. I was about to say don't know who the hell he was, but that was his first year in the NFL. And his offense was garbage. And I remember Ray Rose used to tell him, we used to be in practice, and they couldn't pick up the blitz. And I remember Ray coming into the huddle and telling us, hey, man, stop blitzing because this mofo can't pick it up. So just let them get his stuff going, and we'll just figure it out from there. I remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday. And it was just vanilla blitzes, but they couldn't pick them up. So, yeah, this is a much more competent coaching group.
So I agree with you on that. They're a bit more competent coach group, and that could lead to better results. But is the roster better? I look at the roster, and I'm not fully confident this is a much better roster than last year. I'm not.
It's a much younger roster.
It's younger. And
it's an unproven roster.
Yes, then they're certainly better in some areas. I think you look at the defensive backfield, there's more talent here this year than there was last year. That's pretty obvious. They're better. I think they're going to be better at linebacker because there's more guys there I think have a chance to be solid or better at linebacker between White and Bond and the two young guys that we're hoping are going to be something with Dean and Trotter. And last year, Trotter was in college and Dean was hurt at this point of the season. So I think there's something more there at linebacker and defensive back. But I don't think they're more talented on the offensive line now than they were last year. I have major questions about the pass rush. I know the coaching will be better.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not confident the football team, like the players, the 53 players, are much better than they were when they came out of camp last year. It feels similar to me.
I think they're going to have an opportunity to. And I think that, again, I'm basing all of this on the fact that I believe that this team, the way that they start out, is not going to be the way that they finish. And I wholeheartedly believe that. You have a lot of young guys on here, and the first time that we see this defense, they might look atrocious. They might look small, and they might get beat up a little bit. But I still think that they have an opportunity to win, but they're going to grow as the season grows, and they're going to get better. And as long as – to me, I will equate them to what I think the Phillies are doing right now. You know, they had a they started out pretty good. They had a little bit of a lull, and now they're surging. This team is going to probably start out a little slow because you got a lot of moving parts out there defensively. Mm. And they're going to get better as the weeks progress. But until that happens, again, this offense has to carry the day.
Yeah, they do. And look, it's a good roster. It's probably one of the better rosters across the NFL if you just look at the ones that were finalized yesterday. But, Kyle, I see some holes. I mean, the offensive line is thin. They don't have a backup center. And, boy, that pass rush, every time I look at it, there's just a big Hassan Reddick-sized hole that's not been filled in my eye.
Yeah. He ain't at work.
So But there's no one here that's at work either.
Right. Yeah. So like I think obviously the roster has potential to be better than it was last year. But if you ask me if I'm confident that it is right now, I don't know, man. Like looking at the 53 and hearing, you know, Baldy talk yesterday about it, concerned about where the pass rush is going to come from, the offensive line depth looking pretty thin. Like those are pretty huge spots on the roster. And like, it would make me feel so much better if we did not let Hassan Reddick go. Like if I knew that we had 10 sacks, like pretty much guaranteed from the edge, which I can't guarantee that we're going to have that. I would feel so much better about the pass rush and just about the rest of the defense as a whole. But like, if you ask me right now, am I confident looking at the roster that it's better than last year's? I would say no. I agree that the coaching is definitely going to be better than last year. But just looking up and down the 53, like, I'm not 100% sold that this roster is definitively better than last year's.
Can we hear from Baldy? Baldy yesterday talking about that pass rush and how it is a significant concern. This was Baldy yesterday morning.
Baldy, how concerned are you about the pass rush this season, the Eagles' pass rush getting home?
I'm concerned. I'm generally, like, that's my biggest concern on the whole team is what their defensive line. They have been built around a two-tier system where you dress and play eight guys and you rotate them. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where the rush is going to come from. Brandon Graham said, the guy's going to go down as an all-timer Philadelphia Eagle. But I don't know what he has left. I mean, I don't know what he has. I don't know if he knows. Mm. But you tell me what you're excited about. We have not seen anything from Jordan Davis in 2 years. Are we going to see a different Jordan Davis this year? Because I don't know. I mean, I want to see him stay on the field five plays. I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't either. I mean, Baldy's hitting it there. The Eagles have potential up front on defense, but boy, they're young. Their youth stands out to me. Their offensive line depth stands out. Those are the things that hit me yesterday. 215-592-9494. Are you confident this year's Eagles roster is better than last year's? We'll take your phone calls there. And, of course, Nick Castellanos. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos as he is red hot for 2 months? I put myself out there. I apologize. I'm waiting on Hugh to do the same.
Mm-mm.
And we're not getting there yet for some reason.
Not going to do it.
Are you at least considering it?
Mm-mm.
That's a
not
shame.
Even.
That is a shame. Best Eagles chant we hear today wins a pair of prizes. Spot in the Fantasy League. We'll do our draft tonight live at Chickies and Pizza at 5 o'clock. And we have a great giveaway with the pair of tickets, the Eagles Watch Party at the Link next Friday night. All right, let's give Will a chance to really pat himself on the back because he has never wavered in his support of Nick Castellanos. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's up,
Will?
Man?
Oh, man, listen, I told you, and like I said, with the rest of the team, and you know what? We're going to play that bum tonight, right? And you know what? This bum is going to rise to the occasion because, like I said, once that energy resonates through the whole team, we're going to be clicking, man. And the boy, he's going to have Walker. He's going to have a good night tonight. I guarantee you.
Oh, that's a big guarantee, Will. That's a big guarantee.
Yeah, especially when you're calling him a bum. That resonates. Calling somebody a bum
that
resonates.
Bum, he's going to be
nothing
really good
gets
tonight.
Me, nothing gets me more motivated than be calling
now.
A bum.
Hold up now. You said sometimes words that hurt can motivate you.
Yeah, you're,
I did say, I'm trying to motivate
you. I got you.
But no, seriously, all jokes aside, I think he's going to have a good night, man, because Like, it's starting to turn around for us now, man. And I've been feeling it. I've been seeing it. And like I said, these next 2 months, we're going to heat up real hot, man. And like I said, the main key is, and now they're back focused on what we came here for. They're focusing on that World Series now. All that little, you know, letting teams slide and all that is over with. See, a lot of people think that Taiwan is going to have a bad game tonight. No, he's not. Because you know why? Just like with Castellanos, you got to work to improve your game. You got to work to understand, like, your team depends on you. And now these players are starting to bind back together. They depending on each other, and they holding each other accountable.
Well, that's the whole idea. And look, your guy Castellanos has done a nice job here for 2 months. He deserves our apologies today. Will, give us an Eagles chant. You ready?
Right, I'm going to give you one. I'm so tired. But, all right, here we go. D-E-R-R-I-C-K. Him race.
That was a chance.
That was the chance to get you in the fantasy league, and you just totally dropped the ball.
Who's the? All right.
You didn't take it seriously.
Too late, dog.
All right. This is for our Eagles. We're going to come through this season. The Phillies going to set the trend. The Eagles going to lead the rest of the way. And then the Sixers going to come. And guess what? Everybody's going to run. Because we got Saquon, we got Hurts. We got the whole entire Eagles team in Philadelphia backing them. So guess what? Guess who's coming for you? Welcome to the Terradome. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles.
Yeah, he knows.
Well, appreciate it, but that
he didn't even cap it with the Eagles. That's the biggest part.
You gotta finish strong there.
Yeah, he didn't. He don't want to be in it, man.
Look, let me just set the two bars here, okay? We have one of our favorite ones.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey, Eagles!
And then maybe the worst we've ever heard.
I like how
that was Chuck, right?
Yeah, he powered through that thing, though.
You'd be amazed at how many of these over the years the spelling is just off. It's remarkable.
It's not a difficult word to spell.
Well, it's also,
but you're in the moment.
It's passion.
And you don't want to start. You don't want to start over. If you screw it up, you just got to power through.
But it's
man.
A word we see all the time, and you hear it all the time.
But you know, when you ask somebody, when you put somebody on the spot like that, man, sometimes you just come up short. You come up short
on
and short.
Eagles?
Yes.
Well, you know what? In fairness, maybe it's a matter of, like, when you're in the crowd, you're relying on everyone else to carry you through the spelling.
Like, you forget the you're L's like... coming, and then, oh, yeah, L. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's part of it. 215-592.
And then alcohol is always involved, usually when you're doing the chant.
So you think spelling gets better after
Ooh,
some drinks?
It gets worse.
It does. All right, 215-592-9494. You could bid EaglesRadiothon.com. That's how you could place your order for a $30 shirt. The Kylie Kelce, Jason Kelce t-shirt is there. You could also bid on a variety of different events, including your photo on the field with Devontae Smith and a pair of tickets to a game coming up this season. And we have the midday show events. You could come in here and be part of a show for a day, sit in with us. We can come to you. And, of course, you could also be video games with Hugh Douglas.
Yes. I was going to just say that. Gaming with Eagles legend Hugh Douglas, that would be me here at the studio. Now, I don't know which game we're going to play. I was told that there's probably going to be some stipulations as far as the type of games that we play. But I don't see anything wrong with playing Mario Kart. We got some big screen TVs around here. As a matter of fact, one time, I don't know if I could have got it in my truck. I thought about borrowing one of the TVs.
What do you mean borrowing?
I mean, just, you know, because they got like a big screen that you can roll around.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Is there a sign-up sheet here to borrow that?
Or? I don't know. I didn't know who to ask. But it's a big screen, and you can roll it around. It's like a monitor. It's not even a TV. It's a monitor. Mm. Those are the best things to play on. So, you know, I was thinking about using that, but I was like, where I'm at right now, it's a little bit too small, and I didn't know if I could put it on the back of my truck
right. By
myself. And, you know, like when you're doing stuff that you probably ain't got no business doing, you usually want to do it by yourself so that way there's no witnesses. So, that idea was out. But the bottom line is we get to play video games at the office. Get to play video games. Video game of your choice. Can't be anything too crazy, but, you know, just have some fun. And then we got all the tasty cakes you can eat.
Oh, it's a great place. Yeah. I suggest you play Madden and cook Hugh and Madden.
Yeah, I don't play Madden, though.
That's why some of them cook
you. Yeah, they would definitely
cook. Plus, then they could tell everyone, I played Hugh Douglas and Madden, and I beat
him. And beat the brakes off of him, yeah, because they would definitely do that.
Yeah, and then we'll wonder if you still say defense is a luxury after they put 70 on you. 215-592-9494. EaglesRadiothon.com. All right, coming up, your phone calls here. The best Eagles chant we get today. And candidly, it's wide open. The first couple we got today leave a lot
to
be desired.
And they just were unserious.
I mean, seriously.
It's time to get serious.
I mean, if you want in this league and a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party September 6th against the Packers, you got to give us a significant Eagles chant. All right? Also, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? And we'll get to more audio from Howie yesterday on one of the biggest names we were monitoring on Cutdown Day. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Really listen to the words, Hugh.
Is this Air Supply?
No.
Journey?
No, but it does sound like the singer does sound like
that. Yeah, it sounds like some of that genre.
It's actually Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. I knew it was one of those groups in that genre.
Are you really absorbing the words, though?
No, not, I ain't paying attention because it's talking about apologizing. That's not what I do.
Well, you should. Yeah, you
should.
Not
what I do.
Well, I am. I'm apologizing to Nick Castellanos. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It hit me last night that I should apologize to Nick Castellanos. He's been the most consistent offensive player on this team for 2 months now. 304 since June 17. I mean, the guy's been really good.
How long, when did the baseball season start?
March.
Okay. Okay. I just think it's funny.
But I said he stunk. And the reality is he is at least an average player.
The reality is he just started really doing his job. Like what in, what'd you say, May? No, June.
Mid-June.
Hey, so wait a minute. Let's put this in perspective, mm-hmm. shall we? Mm-hmm. The season started, what'd you say, in May?
March.
March, May. March sounds about the same. So he just started doing his job in June. No, May.
No, you had it first.
It was June. He just started doing his job.
Let's do less calendar, more baseball.
Yeah. But the point I'm making is this, which is valid. So now you want to apologize for just starting to do your job, and you're supposed to be doing your job months ago?
No, I want to apologize because I was harsh in June when he was
rightfully so.
At his worst, I said he does nothing well in a baseball field. The reality is he has been, for now, 12 years in the major leagues, an above-average offensive player. This year, he has refound average. We look at his season total because he's been really good for 2 months, added to the bad in the beginning. He's refound it. He does not totally stink. I was wrong. I apologize. I feel better today, Hugh. You'd feel better, too, if you said it.
I didn't feel bad going into the day.
You should.
Like, to be totally honest, I didn't feel
bad. You should have woke up upset. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize, Nick Castellanos? And are you confident this Eagles roster is better than it was a year ago? I'm not. I mean, I think there's potential, but I'm not fully confident. Hugh is feeling very confident about this Eagles roster as they set the roster at 53 yesterday. All right, so we also have the Eagles Radiothon going on. You could text midday to 53209 to make your donation. Also, EaglesRadiothon.com, there's a $30 T-shirt designed by Kylie Kelsey and Jason Kelsey. Speaking of, Kylie's going to join us in a little bit here to talk to us about that and everything going on with the Eagles Radiothon here today. All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we'll hear from Howie yesterday and some of the decisions they made yesterday. Jake in Delco, let's see if he's ready to apologize. Hey, Jake.
Jake.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
Joe, man, just because you feel guilty, don't put that on everybody else. Yeah, don't put that on everybody else.
Well, you don't have to feel guilty. I just feel – I wasn't the only one, though, that said he stunk. I mean, I know I wasn't. I just maybe have said it louder than most. But there were other people out there that were really hard on Nick.
Well, I think the line is crossed when you get personal, you know, and saying somebody stinks and maybe some other colorful words, that's not personal.
I agree with that, you know? And I try never to get personal. Yeah. I just talk about the players, yeah.
Yeah, so no, I'm not apologizing. Because you know what? He's just going to do it again anyway. Just like the whole team's going to do it again.
I hope not, because we're running out of baseball games for him to be going in slumps.
Hope springs eternal, Hugh, like you always say, but I just feel like, I don't know, it feels like this hot streak started just a little bit too early, and they're going to run out of gas. Guess when? Right at the worst time.
Yeah, it may have. I mean, the one thing is you can't plan these, right? You can't say, oh, we'll just heat up on September 28th and take it into October. It's like a wave, right? It comes and goes on its own thing. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But, yeah, the reality is they're all going to get hot and cold again. Jake, what are you thinking on the Eagles? You confident this roster's better?
You're both making a lot of sense today.
Seriously?
It's a rare day around here.
Saying, wait a minute, for real?
Yeah, you're both making a lot of sense, and I think the huge point about that they're going to be a different team, you know, after like the middle of the season and everything because they are young. I think the ceiling is higher this year, and I think it's almost going to go in the reverse. It's going to be a little bit of sputtering in the beginning, and then they're going to really start to congeal towards the end of the season. I'm saying 12 wins.
Jake, I could see that, and Hugh's been on that, the end will be a lot better than the beginning. I think the schedule also sets up for that because it's pretty light at the end, a lot of home games. They get the Panthers and Steelers here. So I could definitely see that, and hopefully they take it into a playoff spot and they're good to go. Jake, you got an Eagles chant for us?
I do.
Well, let's hear it.
Hey,
C-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, that's a leader in the clubhouse right there. Jake, it sounds like you're ready for the season. Jake, good stuff. We'll get you in the mix for both the tickets to the watch party and our draft tonight. That's a good one.
To add to the intrigue, Jake told me that he might need to like step out. He was, I think he said he was painting, and he wasn't going to be able to do it. Like
in where he was?
Yeah.
Well, so he prepped for that. He made sure he was in the right spot.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's wanting it
right there. Yep.
You know, we're finding out today who's actually in week one shape and who's not. Jake is in week one shape. He's ready to go.
Basically.
Not everybody is. Let's talk to Joe in Delaware. I think Joe is like me, and I guess maybe Joe's are just big enough to apologize. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Joe. What are you thinking here?
Hey, you. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, brother? Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate
you. So, look, I want to apologize to Nick, but I want to thank him more than I want to apologize, because Hugh is right. But I want to thank him, because we wouldn't have made the World Series without them two catches against the Atlanta Braves.
And in game one in Houston, he had a heck of a catch down the right field line.
Right.
He had some wild catches in that postseason, for sure.
So, sometimes hitting it counts, sometimes it don't. But the last caller was right. He's probably going to do the same thing next month. As long as the month after, or in October, he's doing good, we'll be all right.
Oh, of course, so. Yeah. I mean, you got to be hot at the right time and get going at the right time. Yeah, the reality is, Joe, you're right, and everyone's right on this. Nick Castellanos isn't just going to be great now for the rest of his contract. He's still going to have ups and downs. I guess I'm just willing to apologize today because he's not as bad as I made him out to be a couple months ago. He's gotten better.
Oh, man, I was cussing him out, and the lady I live with was laughing because, like, last night he hit that home run. And she's like, look, your boy hit that home run, the one you hate. I live with an 88-year-old lady, and she watches Phillies because of me and her son. Always talks about it. But now she looks at Nick Castellanos all the time just to get on me. Cause she's still witty.
Y'all dating?
No. Yeah.
Oh, but no, I'm saying, ain't nothing wrong with it, because, I mean, 88, I mean, hey.
Yeah. I didn't get that vibe. You know,
I thought they were dating.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that vibe.
I'm my bad for being all in your business. I was just asking.
He's just wondering, Joe. All right, Joe, you got an Eagles chant for us?
All right, yeah, you got to give me like a minute. I'm going to do it right away. All right, you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
All right, if you're going to start out quiet, then we'll get loud, all right?
Mm-hmm.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. The Eagles fly. Yeah, baby.
Good job, Joe. We appreciate it. All right, Joe's in the mix.
It's hard when you get in the moment.
Joe built up to it.
Yeah, it's hard to spell in the moment.
Well, you know what is a little challenging? We put people on the spot. Like, this isn't like you're at a bar or a game where everyone's doing it. You kind of just have to go from, like, 0 to 100 fast.
And I don't think I don't think I was out of line for asking that question. I mean, he put it out there, and I was just curious.
But is that what you want?
We're an all-inclusive show.
I know we are.
And we are
the
family.
Inclusive bagels a couple
of
weeks ago.
Yeah, we are an inclusive family. We are family now.
No, it's
dysfunctional.
No, it's a no judgment
family
zone.
Nonetheless.
It's a no judgment zone. I wouldn't have judged if he was dating the 88.
No, I'm just saying, 88s need love too. 88-year-olds need love. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that companionship.
Yeah.
I was about to say, damn. 88, I ain't even got a date or a girlfriend to be got.
What is wrong with him?
I'm just saying. You know, it's reflecting.
I'd say once an hour we have a really reflective hue on a lot of things, and it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I thought it was pretty impressive.
You thought it was impressive he had an 80-year-old girlfriend?
No, I'm just saying. He was like, you know, he threw it out there, and I was just like, oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, I think you caught him off guard with the question.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
Oh, an apology from you.
Well, that
finally.
Because I caught him off guard. I caught him off guard.
See how easy that was?
But that was in the moment. But Nick started playing baseball months ago, and he just started not playing well. He doesn't get an apology for that.
I apologize. It's so easy. It's two words.
Nah.
They flow out. I apologize. Nah.
It's
not a big deal.
Apologize.
Never too late. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Terrence.
Up,
I ain't going to get no chance because Kyle said I couldn't get two spots.
You could do a chant. You're just already in the fantasy league.
Yeah, you're right.
You
got
a spot. Yeah.
I was trying to do a double up shorty, you know what I mean? But I'm going to do an Eagles chant. But, Hugh.
Yes.
You got to apologize to Castellanos, man.
Tell him, Terrence.
I'm going to give my valid point.
Okay, I'm listening.
He has been the best hitter, I would say arguably all season. He has had the most clutch hits all season. I would say arguably he swung the, about probably 10 of these games we played this year, he swung them with just his batting and bringing in RBIs and bringing in runs in.
Okay.
He has been the most consistent player, and I would say what Kyle said, man, he has been the MVP of this year so far, man. Nick Castellanos, we got to give him a little respect, man. He has been balling this year. Even when we were doing bad, he was still driving in runs. He was still hitting home runs in those games that we were getting murdered in. He was still doing his thing. So, so far with his consistency, Nick Castellanos, man, we got to give him his props.
Tell him, Terrence. Tell him to apologize.
But Terrence, let's be honest. Any other time, how many times did you say as a fan, Nick needs to get his butt out of the order because he's killing us? How many times did you have that conversation?
A lot, I'm gonna hit you with a lawyer point. This is how lawyers how they flip it around. We say that so that he can have the moment that he's having right now, Hugh. We get on him, right? So we can ball like he's balling right now. Am I right?
But here's the thing. How many other people do you think would get the opportunity that he's gotten with the way that he was playing early in the season?
I would say not a lot. Here,
so now you want me to reward him for being in a situation that nobody else would get the chance to have the luxury of being in. Like, that's what you want me to do?
Yes.
I reward him here because his play could have turned the season around.
No.
It's balling right now. It's turned the season around.
You know who I would apologize to before I apologize to him? Topper. For believing in him?
Well, a lot of people are going to have to apologize.
You know what I mean?
When we have a parade here in November, if you want me
to apologize to somebody, apologize to the manager for managing this team. Because guess what? A couple weeks ago, weren't we questioning him about some of the moves that he made when Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto was sitting on the bench?
Hey,
and everybody was looking at him like, hey, what is he doing?
Write that down for a show in November. Apologize to Topper. Like that one.
If you want me to apologize to the man that does that job every day, but we as fans like to point out the fact that he don't know what he's doing. But he knew what he was doing, and he kept him out there.
Let's attack one thing today, and that's apologize to Nick. Hey, don't you twist this around on
us. No, I'm just saying. If you want me to hand out apologies.
Now we got lawyer Douglas over here. He's twisting it on it.
You know what? I'm proud of myself.
No,
that was
good.
A pretty good point.
All right, Terrence, you got an Eagles chant for us? Let's hear it.
Let's go. Eagles!
Good one, Terrence. We'll see you tonight. Terrence will be at our fantasy draft. Obviously, Terrence not eligible for the prize today.
No,
he already got a spot.
He just was doing too much. He just wanted to do too much today. I mean, which is okay. We okay with that. But
I don't know what's more fun, hearing people with me apologizing to Nick or trying to implore Hugh to apologize to Nick. I mean, eventually you're going to see the light on this. You'll be better as a person, as a man, as a fan.
I'm going to sleep so good tonight. After this fantasy draft.
You'll sleep better if you apologize to Nick Castellanos.
That's what I think.
You'll also sleep better if you donate to the Eagles Radiothon here. Here's how you could do it. So we have a lot of great ways. There's so many different things you could bid on, and all of them, and I was looking through them this morning, they're all really good. You have three different ones with our show. You could play video games with Hugh, you could bid on that. You could also have a sit-in with the Midday Show, bid on that, or a remote show. We'll come to you. We will come to you. And we also have here, you could text Midday to 53209 to make your donation, or this one, Hugh, and I think this one is a really fun one. You want to get involved here? You could support it by just buying a t-shirt. And it's an interesting t-shirt and a unique one because it was designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
You mean Jason out there designing shirts now?
Well, he's not playing football anymore. I guess he has time.
What can't this man do? Listen, he out there coaching. He out there, I just saw him on TV selling buffalo wings. This dude right here is doing everything. He is living the dream that you want to live as a retired player.
You know what else he's doing?
What is he doing?
He's taking time to call into the Midday Show WIP. Jason Kelsey with us right now. Jason, how you doing, man?
Jason, what's up, man?
How we doing, guys? What's up, you? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, Jason, you know, football starting the week. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I'm about 275, Hugh. I don't know that it's in the
no.
car. You read my mind, Hugh.
I'm feeling good. I like. I'm looking forward to watching this season a lot, especially the Eagles season for sure.
You know what's funny, Jason? I told you this. I mean, you're like, I'm excited for you, like it's me, because we're sitting here and we got the TVs on, man. And I look up and I see every time I look around, I see your face. I just saw you on the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial and everything, man. You are living your best. Like, how are you feeling right now? Not playing football. I know you got a lot going on, but seriously, where's your mental state right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm sorry that you got to look at my ugly face as much as that, but it's been fun. You know, it's a lot going on. It's different. You know, obviously you miss the game. You miss being around the guys. I'm around the locker room a lot. You know, I go down and lift still at the facilities and talk to the guys and the coaches. So I'm kind of easing into this retirement thing. But, you know, you're always going to miss parts of it. You're going to miss being around everybody and solving problems and having those discussions. But I'm very much keeping busy. So it's there's a lot happening. There's a lot of things that I'm trying to figure out. So my mind is still working, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell, Jay. Like, now here's the thing, and this is what I've been saying to Joe for the last couple of weeks, man. Because I feel like you're gonna. How hard is it gonna be for you when the Eagles start playing, and you see certain things that are happening to the team, like say on the offensive line or whatever? How hard is it gonna be for you not to call like Cam Jurgens or some of the other guys and try to impart your wisdom? Or are you going to do that? Are you going to kind of call those guys and kind of tell them what you see from the game from your purview?
I mean, I will offer my, you know, expertise or frame of reference in any way that people are open or want it. You know what I mean? I like, if I see something very pointed, obviously with an offensive line, you know, I have all those guys' numbers and Stout, and I plan on still coming around the building on a weekly basis, so maybe not weekly, but I'll be in around during the season. And, you know, I think that for me, I would love to be able to help guys out. But I'm also, you know, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm here to offer guidance and help. You know, if you're looking for that, if I see something that I know right away, like, hey, if he does this, that'll mitigate an issue, or, you know, we're doing this, and I think that maybe that, you know, I'm always going to be there trying to help my guys out. No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Jason Kelce joining us here. Eagles Radiothon going on right now. We're going to talk to him about this T-shirt that he and Kylie designed. Jason, big shoes, obviously, for Cam Jurgens to fill, and we know he could play. He played last year at guard, and we saw some good things. Jason, why do you think he's ready for this at the center position? You've been with him for a couple years, and you know, we know you were part of when the Eagles drafted him, you know, watching him a little bit, and you obviously liked what you saw with him in college. Why do you think he's ready for this this job right now?
Well, he's got all the tools, and he's smart, and he's a competitive, fiery individual. He's, you know, he played very well for us at guard last year, and that's commendable because, you know, that's a hard position at his size and stature to go out there and have success at. And the fact that he was able to do it speaks volumes for, you know, the physicality that he has, because guard is a much more physical position by nature. And, you know, Cam, he's going to excel because of, you know, how big he is, how strong he is, how fast he is, how quick he is, all of the markers, just from a physical standpoint, he's in the upper echelon of what you would want in the center in the NFL. And then on top of that, he's competitive. He's smart. He wants to be great. He wants the team to be great. You know, I think that all of these things are going to lend themselves to him having a very, very good year. He's surrounded by great players. You know, Landon Dickerson is coming into his own now. Very, very good player, established guard in the league. Both the tackles are phenomenal. I mean, it's, you know, the running game, you got Saquon Barkley, you got Jalen Hurts at quarterback, all the receivers. So it's going to be a good situation. So when you tack up all of the attributes, when you tack up the mentality of the player, and then you look at the position he's going to be put in and the guys around him, I don't think there's any chance that he doesn't flourish this year for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jason Kelce joining us here. So we're looking at some of these great experiences, Jason, for the Eagles Radiothon. And there's so many good ones here. I mean, people can play video games with Hugh Douglas. We also have a Philly special Christmas experience. So it's you and up to five family members, like a holiday photo with yourself, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata. Tell us about this, Jason. And I mean, you guys have been doing the Philly special Christmas for a few years now. People love this, and now they can be part of this a little bit.
Yeah, we love doing it. That's the main reason we signed up for a third year of it. It's a lot of fun. And one of the things that's so fun about it is that it's such a community thing. You know, not only do all the proceeds, you know, a lot of the proceeds go towards, you know, different nonprofits, and especially Philadelphia-based nonprofits and kids. But it turns into something that I think the entire community of Philadelphia gets to enjoy together, and that we feel like we get to kind of be a part of that. You know, that's the spirit of Christmas, is community and giving and really recognizing that we're all in this space together. And I think for me, you know, it's an opportunity to do it maybe the last time. I mean, we'll see what next year holds, but everybody was fired up to do it again and to be able to do something along with it, you know, with Eagles Autism Foundation and do another thing for good is just, you know, stacking cherries on top, baby.
Great stuff. Jason, we appreciate you making some time for us today. We're about to have Kylie in here as well. And we're going to this could be fun, Jason. We're going to throw at Kylie when she comes in some Kelsey brother trivia. And she has to figure, she has to tell us which brother actually did these each of these different things. Do you think she's going to nail this? How do you think she's going to do?
Man, I think she's going to nail it. I mean, she knows me. I think she's going to kill it.
I think she will, too.
She's going to ace it, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to be great at it.
Give me an example of a question.
Right. Nope. No.
No, we can give him one.
No.
You got to promise you won't text her what the questions are, right?
All right.
Which Kelsey once spent his first NFL paycheck on Marty McFly shoes?
I mean, she's definitely going to know that. I mean, I think all of the listeners know which one that one was right now.
I'm surprised at the answer.
You are?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
You don't think that was a Travis one?
No, I don't. I just feel like, dude, like just being around you, you skew more Marty McFly shoes to me.
Oh man, no, that's a Trav thing all the way, baby. He was. I'm not into the shoe game. Remember, Hugh, I'm the big Sam.
Oh yeah, you're the Sam. Okay, yeah, you're right. I might have been off on that one. Yeah, you're right.
Jason, we appreciate it so much. Thanks again for being part of it today. Good luck with everything, and we'll be watching Monday Night Football coming up soon, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks. Thank you, Jason.
Awesome. Thanks, Julio. Thanks, Hugh. Thanks for having me, guys.
There we go. Jason Kelsey there, giving us a few minutes. Eagles Radiothon. Yes, Kylie's going to come in. We do have Kelsey trivia prepared, Kelsey brother trivia for Kylie. She's probably going to nail it, though some of these I think are – they're kind of challenging. That was one of the more easy ones I told him about.
I think it's probably a process of elimination for her because I'm pretty sure they probably talked about a lot. You know what I mean? They probably talk about – so it's probably going to be a process of elimination. It's probably going to be more so stories that she hasn't heard him say more than anything.
EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on the experiences with us on the Midday Show, play video games with Hugh Douglas, the Kelsey shirt designed by Kylie and Jason as well. Lot to bid on. It goes to a really, really great cause. So hop in and do that. You can text Midday to 53209 to make a bid. All right, coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls on the Eagles and the Phillies. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I am. Kyle was very willing to do it. I sense growth from a lot of this show.
Except for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, one person is stuck in his ways. He won't apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Stuck.
Yep, and of course, the Eagles. Are you confident this roster is better than the one we had a year ago today? 215-592-9494. And Eagles chance, the best one we hear today, gets in our Midday Show Fantasy League. We draft tonight at Chickies, 5 p.m. You could be there with us. Plus, you'll also win a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party to open the season against the Packers. All coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Is this Air Supply?
No.
Journey?
No, but it does sound like the singer does.
It sound like yeah, it sounds like some of that genre.
It's actually Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. I knew it was one of those groups in that genre.
Are you really absorbing the words, though?
No, I ain't paying attention because it's talking about apologizing. That's not what I do.
Well, you should. Yeah, you
not
should.
What I do.
Well, I am. I'm apologizing to Nick Castellanos. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. It hit me last night that I should apologize to Nick Castellanos. He's been the most consistent offensive player on this team for 2 months now. 304 since June 17. I mean, the guy's been really good.
When did the baseball season start?
March.
Okay. Okay. I just think it's funny.
But I said he stunk. And the reality is he is at least an average player.
The reality is he just started really doing his job. Like what in, what'd you say, May?
No, June. Mid-June.
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 Hey, so wait a minute. Let's put this in perspective, mm-hmm. shall we? Mm-hmm. The season started, what'd you say, in May?
March.
March, May. March sounds about the same. So he just started doing his job in June. No, May.
No, you had it first. It was
I had it right in June. He just started doing his job.
Let's do less calendar, more baseball.
Yeah. But the point I'm making is this, which is valid. So now you want to apologize for just starting to do your job, and you're supposed to be doing your job months ago?
No, I want to apologize because I was harsh in June when he was
rightfully so.
At his worst, I said he does nothing well in a baseball field. The reality is he has been, for now, 12 years in the major leagues, an above-average offensive player. This year, he has refound average. We look at his season total because he's been really good for 2 months, added to the bad in the beginning. He's refound it. He does not totally stink. I was wrong. I apologize. I feel better today, Hugh. You'd feel better, too, if you said it.
I didn't feel bad going into the day.
You should.
Like, to be totally honest, I didn't feel
bad. You should have woke up upset. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize, Nick Castellanos? And are you confident this Eagles roster is better than it was a year ago? I'm not. I mean, I think there's potential, but I'm not fully confident. Hugh is feeling very confident about this Eagles roster as they set the roster at 53 yesterday. All right, so we also have the Eagles Radiothon going on. You could text midday to 53209 to make your donation. Also, EaglesRadiothon.com, there's a $30 T-shirt designed by Kylie Kelsey and Jason Kelsey. Speaking of, Kylie's going to join us in a little bit here to talk to us about that and everything going on with the Eagles Radiothon here today. All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we'll hear from Howie yesterday and some of the decisions they made yesterday. Jake in Delco, let's see if he's ready to apologize. Hey, Jake.
Jake.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
Joe, man, just because you feel guilty, don't put that on everybody else. Yeah, don't put that on everybody else.
Well, you don't have to feel guilty. I just feel – I wasn't the only one, though, that said he stunk. I mean, I know I wasn't. I just maybe have said it louder than most. But there were other people out there that were really hard on Nick.
Well, I think the line is crossed when you get personal, you know, and saying somebody stinks and maybe some other colorful words, that's not personal.
I agree with that, you know? And I try never to get personal. Yeah. I just talk about the players, yeah.
Yeah, so no, I'm not apologizing. Because you know what? He's just going to do it again anyway. Just like the whole team's going to do it again.
I hope not, because we're running out of baseball games for him to be going in slumps.
Hope springs eternal, Hugh, like you always say, but I just feel like, I don't know, it feels like this hot streak started just a little bit too early, and they're going to run out of gas. Guess when? Right at the worst time.
Yeah, it may have. I mean, the one thing is you can't plan these, right? You can't say, oh, we'll just heat up on September 28th and take it into October. It's like a wave, right? It comes and goes on its own thing. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But, yeah, the reality is they're all going to get hot and cold again. Jake, what are you thinking on the Eagles? You confident this roster's better?
You're both making a lot of sense today.
Seriously?
It's a rare day around here.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute, for real?
Yeah, you're both making a lot of sense. And I think the huge point about that they're going to be a different team, you know, after like the middle of the season and everything because they are young. I think the ceiling is higher this year, and I think it's almost going to go in the reverse. It's going to be a little bit of sputtering in the beginning, and then they're going to really start to congeal towards the end of the season. I'm saying 12 wins.
Jake, I could see that, and Hugh's been on that the end will be a lot better than the beginning. I think the schedule also sets up for that because it's pretty light at the end, a lot of home games. They get the Panthers and Steelers here. So I could definitely see that, and hopefully they take it into a playoff spot and they're good to go. Jake, you got an Eagles chant for us?
I do.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, that's a leader in the clubhouse right there. Jake, it sounds like you're ready for the season. Jake, good stuff. We'll get you in the mix for both the tickets to the watch party and our draft tonight. That's a good one.
To add to the intrigue, Jake told me that he might need to like step out. He was, I think he said he was painting. And he wasn't going to be able to do it like
in where he was.
Yeah.
Well, so he prepped for that. He made sure he was in the right spot.
All right.
I appreciate that. That's wanting it
right there. Yep.
You know, we're finding out today who's actually in week one shape and who's not. Jake is in week one shape. He's ready to go.
Basically.
Not everybody is. Let's talk to Joe in Delaware. I think Joe is like me. And I guess maybe Joe's are just big enough to apologize. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Joe. What are you thinking here?
Hey, you. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, brother? Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
So, look, I want to apologize to Nick, but I want to thank him more than I want to apologize, because Hugh is right. But I want to thank him, because we wouldn't have made the World Series without them two catches
against Atlanta Braves.
And in game one in Houston, he had a heck of a catch down the right field line. Right. He had some wild catches in that postseason, for sure.
So sometimes hitting it counts, sometimes it don't. But the last caller was right. He's probably going to do the same thing next month. As long as the month after, or in October, he's doing good, we'll be all right.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, you got to be hot at the right time and get going at the right time. Yeah, the reality is, Joe, you're right, and everyone's right on this. Nick Castellanos isn't just going to be great now for the rest of his contract. He's still going to have ups and downs. I guess I'm just willing to apologize today because he's not as bad as I made him out to be a couple months ago. He's gotten better.
Oh, man, I was cussing him out, and the lady I live with was laughing because, like, last night he hit that home run. And she's like, look, your boy hit that home run, the one you hate. I live with an 88-year-old. Lady, and she watches Phillies because of me and her son. Always talks about it, but now she looks at Nick Castellanos all the time just to get on me. Cause she's still witty.
Y'all dating?
No.
Oh, but no, I'm saying ain't nothing wrong with it because I mean 88. I mean, hey,
yeah, I didn't get that vibe. You know,
I thought they were dating.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that vibe.
I'm my bad for being all in your business. I was just asking.
He's just wondering, Joe. All right, Joe, you got an Eagles chant for us?
All right, yeah, you got to give me like a minute. I'm going to do it right away. All right, you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
All right, if you're going to start out quiet, then we'll get loud, all right? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. The Eagles fly. Yeah, baby.
Good job, Joe. We appreciate it. All right, Joe's in the mix.
It's hard when you get in the moment.
Joe built up to it.
Yeah, it's hard to spell in the moment.
Well, you know what is a little challenging? We put people on the spot. Like, this isn't like you're at a bar or a game where everyone's doing it. You kind of just have to go from, like, 0 to 100 fast.
And I don't think –
Joe built to it.
I don't think I was out of line for asking that question. I mean, he put it out there, and I was just curious.
But is that what you want?
We're an all-inclusive show.
I know we are.
And we
you
are
the
family.
Inclusive bagels a couple
yeah,
weeks ago.
Yeah, we are an inclusive family. We are family now.
No, it's
dysfunctional.
No, it's a no judgment
family
zone.
Nonetheless.
It's a no judgment zone. I wouldn't have judged if he was dating the 88.
No, I'm just saying, 88s need love too. 88-year-olds need love. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that companionship.
Yeah.
I was about to say, damn. 88, I ain't even got a date or a girlfriend to be got.
What is wrong with him?
I'm just saying. You know, it's reflecting.
I'd say once an hour we have a really reflective hue on a lot of things, and it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I thought it was pretty impressive.
You thought it was impressive he had an 80-year-old girlfriend?
No, I'm just saying. He was like, you know, he threw it out there, and I was just like, oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, I think you caught him off guard with the question.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
Oh, an apology from you.
Well, that finally. Because I caught him off guard. I caught him off guard.
See how easy that was?
But that was in the moment. But Nick started playing baseball months ago, and he just started not playing well. He doesn't get an apology for that.
I apologize. It's so easy. It's two words. Nah. They flow out. I apologize. Nah.
It's
not a big deal.
Apologize.
Never too late. Terrence at Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Yo, Kyle, what's up?
Hey,
what's
Terrence.
Up, I ain't going to get no chant because Kyle said I couldn't get two spots.
You could do a chant. You're just already in the fantasy league.
Yeah, you're
a spot. Chant. Yeah.
I'll try to do a double up shorty, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna do an Eagles chant. But Hugh.
Yes.
We have to you gotta apologize to Castellanos.
Why?
Man.
Tell him, Terrence.
I'm gonna give my valid point.
Okay, I'm listening.
He has been the best hitter, I would say arguably all season. He has had the most clutch hits all season. I would say arguably he swung about probably 10 of these games we played this year. He swung them with just his batting and bringing in RBIs and bringing in runs in.
Okay.
He has been the most consistent player, and I would say what Kyle said, man. He has been the MVP of this year so far, man. Nick Castellanos, we gotta give him a little respect, man. He has been balling this year. Even when we were doing bad, he was still driving in runs. He was still hitting home runs in those games that we were getting murdered in. He was still doing his thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
So far, with his consistency, Nick Castellanos, man, we got to give him his props.
Tell him, Terrence. Tell him
no,
to apologize.
But Terrence, let's be honest. Any other time, how many times did you say, as a fan, Nick needs to get his butt out of the order because he's killing us? How many times did you have that conversation?
A lot, hold on.
Okay, I got you. You got it.
I'm going to hit you with a lawyer point. This is how lawyers, how they flip it around. We say that
so that he can have the moment that he's having right now, Hugh. We get on him, right? So we can ball like he's balling right now. Am I right?
But here's the thing. How many other people do you think would get the opportunity that he's gotten with the way that he was playing early in the season?
I would say not a lot. Not a lot. Hugh,
so that so now you want me to reward him for being in a situation that nobody else would get the chance to, be, to have the luxury of being in. Like, that's what you want me to do?
Yes. I rewarded him because his play could have turned the season around.
It's
balling right now. It's turned the season around.
You know who I would apologize to before I apologize to him? Topper. For believing in him.
Well, a lot of people are going to have to apologize to Topper.
When we have a parade here in November, if you want me to apologize to somebody, apologize to the manager. For managing this team, because guess what? A couple weeks ago, weren't we questioning him about some of the moves that he made when Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto was sitting on the bench?
Hey,
and everybody was looking at him like, hey, what is he doing?
Write that down for a show in November. Apologize to Topper. Like that one.
I'm just saying, if you want me to apologize, apologize to the man that does that job every day. But we as fans like to point out the fact that he don't know what he's doing. But he knew what he was doing, and he kept him out there.
Let's just let's attack one thing today, and that's apologize to Nick. Hey, don't you twist this around on
us. No, I'm just saying. If you want me to hand out apologies.
Now we got Lawyer Douglas over here. He's twisting it on it.
You know what? I'm proud of myself. No, that was a pretty good point.
All right, Terrence, you got an Eagles chant for us? Let's hear it.
Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Good one, Terrence. We'll see you tonight. Terrence will be at our fantasy draft. Obviously, Terrence not eligible for the prize today.
No,
he already got a spot.
He just was doing too much. He just wanted to do too much today. I mean, which is okay. We okay with that. But
I don't know what's more fun, hearing people with me apologizing to Nick or trying to implore Hugh to apologize to Nick. I mean, eventually you're going to see the light on this. You'll be better as a person, as a man, as a fan.
I'm going to sleep so good tonight. After this fantasy draft.
You'll sleep better if you apologize to Nick Castellanos.
That's what I think.
You'll also sleep better if you donate to the Eagles Radiothon here. Here's how you could do it. So we have a lot of great ways. There's so many different things you could bid on, and all of them, and I was looking through them this morning, they're all really good. You have three different ones with our show. You could play video games with Hugh, you could bid on that. You could also have a sit-in with the Midday Show, bid on that, or a remote show. We'll come to you. We will come to you. And we also have here, you could text Midday to 53209 to make your donation, or this one, Hugh, and I think this one is a really fun one. You want to get involved here? You could support it by just buying a T-shirt. And it's an interesting T-shirt and a unique one because it was designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey.
You mean Jason out there designing shirts now?
Well, he's not playing football anymore. I guess he's got his time.
What can't this man do? Listen, he out there coaching. He out there, I just saw him on TV selling buffalo wings. This dude right here is doing everything. He is living the dream that you want to live as a retired player.
You know what else he's doing?
What is he doing?
He's taking time to call into the Midday Show on WIP. Jason Kelsey with us right now. Jason, how you doing, man?
Jason, what's up, man?
How we doing, guys? What's up, you? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, Jason, you know, football starting the week. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I'm about 275, Hugh. I don't know that it's in the
No.
car. You read my mind, Hugh.
I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to watching this season a lot, especially the Eagles season for sure.
You know what's funny, Jason? I told you this. I mean, you're like, I'm excited for you like it's me because we're sitting here and we got the TVs on, man. And I look up and I see, every time I look around, I see your face. I just saw you on the Buffalo Wild Wings commercial and everything. Man, you are living your best. Like, how are you feeling right now? Not playing football. I know you got a lot going on, but seriously, where's your mental state right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm sorry that you got to look at my ugly face as much as that, but it's been fun. You know, it's a lot going on. It's different. You know, obviously you miss the game. You miss being around the guys. I'm around the locker room a lot. You know, I go down and lift still at the facilities and talk to the guys and the coaches. So I'm kind of easing into this retirement thing. But, you know, you're always going to miss parts of it. You're going to miss being around everybody and solving problems and having those discussions. But I'm very much keeping busy. So it's there's a lot happening. There's a lot of things that I'm trying to figure out. So my mind is still working, I think.
Yeah, I can tell, Jay. Like, now, here's the thing, and this is what I've been saying to Joe for the last couple of weeks, man, because I feel like you're going to – how hard is it going to be for you when the Eagles start playing and you see certain things that are happening to the team, like say on the offensive line or whatever, how hard is it going to be for you not to call like Cam Jurgens or some of the other guys and try to impart your wisdom? Or are you going to do that? Are you going to kind of call those guys and kind of tell them what you see from the game from your purview?
I mean, I will offer my, you know, expertise or frame of reference in any way that people are open or want it. You know what I mean? I like, if I see something very pointed, obviously with an offensive line, you know, I have all those guys' numbers and Stout, and I plan on still coming around the building on a weekly basis. So maybe not weekly, but I'll be in around during the season. And, you know, I think that for me, I would love to be able to help guys out. But I'm also, you know, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm here to offer guidance and help. You know, if you're looking for that, if I see something that I know right away, like, hey, if he does this, that'll mitigate an issue, or, you know, we're doing this, and I think that maybe that, you know, I'm always going to be there trying to help my guys out. No question about it.
Mm. Jason Kelce joining us here. Eagles Radiothon going on right now. We're going to talk to him about this T-shirt that he and Kylie designed. Jason, big shoes, obviously, for Cam Jurgens to fill, and we know he could play. He played last year at guard, and we saw some good things. Jason, why do you think he's ready for this at the center position? You've been with him for a couple years, and you know, we know you were part of when the Eagles drafted him, you know, watching him a little bit, and you obviously liked what you saw with him in college. Why do you think he's ready for this this job right now?
Well, he's got all the tools, and he's smart, and he's a competitive, fiery individual. He's, you know, he played very well for us at guard last year, and that's commendable because, you know, that's a hard position at his size and stature to go out there and have success at. And the fact that he was able to do it speaks volumes for, you know, the physicality that he has, because guard is a much more physical position by nature. And, you know, Cam, he's going to excel because of, you know, how big he is, how strong he is, how fast he is, how quick he is, all of the markers, just from a physical standpoint, he's in the upper echelon of what you would want in the center of the NFL. And then on top of that, he's competitive. He's smart. He wants to be great. He wants the team to be great. You know, I think that all of these things are going to lend themselves to him having a very, very good year. He's surrounded by great players. You know, Landon Dickerson is coming into his own now. Very, very good player, established guard in the league. Both the tackles are phenomenal. I mean, it's, you know, the running game, you got Saquon Barkley, you got Jalen Hurts at quarterback, all the receivers. So it's going to be a good situation. So when you tack up all of the attributes, when you tack up the mentality of the player, and then you look at the position he's going to be put in and the guys around him, I don't think there's any chance that he doesn't flourish this year for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jason Kelce joining us here. So we're looking at some of these great experiences, Jason, for the Eagles Radiothon, and there's so many good ones here. I mean, people could play video games with Hugh Douglas. We also have a Philly special Christmas experience. So it's you and up to five family members, like a holiday photo with yourself, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata. Tell us about this, Jason. And I mean, you guys have been doing the Philly special Christmas for a few years now. People love this, and now they could be part of this a little bit.
Yeah, we love doing it. That's the main reason we signed up for a third year of it. It's a lot of fun. And one of the things that's so fun about it is that it's such a community thing. You know, not only do all the proceeds, you know, a lot of the proceeds go towards, you know, different nonprofits, and especially Philadelphia-based nonprofits and kids, but it turns into something that I think the entire community of Philadelphia gets to enjoy together. And that we feel like we get to kind of be a part of that. You know, that's the spirit of Christmas, is community and giving and really recognizing that we're all in this space together. And I think for me, you know, it's an opportunity to do it maybe the last time. I mean, we'll see what next year holds, but everybody was fired up to do it again and to be able to do something along with it, you know, with Eagles Autism Foundation and do another thing for good is just, you know, stacking cherries on top, baby.
Great stuff. Jason, we appreciate you making some time for us today. We're about to have Kylie in here as well. And we're going to this is going to be fun, Jason. We're going to throw at Kylie when she comes in some Kelce brother trivia. And she has to figure, she has to tell us which brother actually did these, each of these different things. Do you think she's going to nail this? How do you think she's going to do?
Man, I think she's going to nail it. I mean, she knows me. I think she's going to kill it.
I think she will, too.
She's going to ace it, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to be great at it.
Give me an example of a question.
Right. Nope.
No, we can give him one.
No.
You got to promise you won't text her what the questions are, right? All right.
All right.
Which Kelsey once spent his first NFL paycheck on Marty McFly's shoes?
I mean, she's definitely going to know that. I mean, I think all of the listeners know which one that one was right there.
I'm surprised at the answer.
You are?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
You don't think that was a Travis one?
No, I don't. I just feel like, dude, like just being around you, you skew more Marty McFly shoes to me.
Oh man, no, that's a Trav thing all the way, baby. He was. I'm not into the shoe game. Remember, Hugh, I'm the big fan.
Oh yeah, you'd have said okay. Yeah, you're right. I might have been off on that one. Yeah, you're right.
Jason, we appreciate it so much. Thanks again for being part of it today. Good luck with everything, and we'll be watching Monday Night Football coming up soon, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks. Thank you, Jason.
Awesome. Thanks, Julio. Thanks, Hugh. Thanks for having me, guys.
There he goes. Jason Kelsey there, giving us a few minutes. Eagles Radiothon. Yes, Kylie's going to come in. We do have Kelsey trivia prepared. Kelsey brother trivia.
Yeah.
For Kylie. She's probably going to nail it, though some of these I think are... They're kind of challenging. That was one of the more easy ones I told him about.
I think it's probably a process of elimination for her because I'm pretty sure they probably talked about a lot. You know what I mean? They probably talk about. So it's probably going to be a process of elimination. It's probably going to be more so stories that she hasn't heard him
of course.
Say more than anything.
EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on the experiences with us on the Midday Show, play video games with Hugh Douglas. The Kelsey shirt designed by Kylie and Jason as well. Lot to bid on. It goes to a really, really great cause. So hop in and do that. You can text Midday to 53209 to make a bid. All right, coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls on the Eagles and the Phillies. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I am. Kyle was very willing to do it. I sense growth from a lot of this show.
Except for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, one person is stuck in his ways. He won't apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Stuck.
Yep. And, of course, the Eagles. Are you confident this roster is better than the one we had a year ago today? 215-592-9494. And Eagles chance, the best one we hear today, gets in our Midday Show Fantasy League. We draft tonight at Chickies, 5 p.m. You could be there with us. Plus, you'll also win a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party to open the season against the Packers. All coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.